The state's website on Medicaid reform launched Monday. It allows the public to make comments. State officials have said they'll review them before submitting requested changes to the federal government. Tim Bartholow is chief medical officer for the Wisconsin Medical Society. He says the society's concern is to make sure all patients get the care they require under the state's budget constraints.
Each of us as citizens are going to have responsibility, just like we've done around our kitchen table, to find the best ways to be efficient with our resources. If I'm efficient with resources, then you know, healthcare is not more expensive for everybody else. And I just think we owe that, one citizen to another.
The state needs to find nearly $500 million in savings. These initial proposals don't come close. They include plans to save money on prescription drugs and coordinate care better for participants who are on both Medicaid and Medicare. Already released plans to cap family care are among the proposals. Lisa Pugh is with Disability Rights Wisconsin. She hopes the cap is not permanent.
The governor has recently stated that he was looking for ways to lift the cap by the end of the year, that he made some assurances that his department was working hard to make sure that happened.
The Department of Health Services plans to post more savings proposals within the coming weeks. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.